Leroy Galloway is a construction manager and consultant, commercial and residential builder, and a certified inspector for all commercial and residential buildings. And now, here is About the House with Troy Galloway.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to About the House. This is your humble host, Troy Galloway, owner of Galloway Building Services. About the House, this is a very unique radio show that we do. And what it is it's an audio university for everything about your home, from construction to real estate to mortgages, anything that is about your home. We want to talk about it and help educate everybody and help you understand what it is that you're getting or not getting. Just like this radio show, Galloway Building Service is a very unique company too. Yes, we're a building inspection company for either if you're buying or selling a commercial building or a residential building, but we also do construction conflict resolution. We also help people for if you got a construction job, say you got one of your neighbors coming over and he knows everything except for what he's talking about, and by golly, he just says this is a horrible job. Well, hey, how do you know if it's being done right or not? You give us a call. If you get into a conflict with your contractor or contractors, hey, out there, guys, if you get into it with your customer and they don't want to pay, give us a call. We'll come in there and we give a fair, non-biased evaluation. But you know, sometimes it has to go to the courtroom, and we'll work with you all the way there too. And we want, our motto is and has been always, is that we want to make sure you're getting what you paid for. The job is being done right, and you're not getting ripped off. Oh, hey, after you just give us a call. The office number is 636-394-3112. All right, well, just jump right in here, folks. I think today's show is going to be, I am just not only the humble host, but I'm the humble guest today. And we're going to really get into something that I've really, really enjoyed talking about, something that I know is time sensitive. We did one of these types of show in the wintertime about energy conservation and saving. So to this time, we're going to flip-flop it, and we're going to talk about how can we save energy cost or help keep our homes cooler for the least amount of money, right? And a lot of times there's a lot of things we could do out here that literally cost us nothing. And so that's kind of what we're going to want to dwell in here and jump in here today. So we're going to start on the exterior of your home, just like we did on the other program when we did for heating. And it's because it's a lot of the same concepts for cooling. But we're just going to start and we're going to look around the home. And now we're going to start on the roof. Now I say roofs are kind of, that's an expensive one. So it's not something that you'd want to do just to tear your roof off and put it on there to save energy. And it's not going to save you much money. But if you're going to redo your shingles, we want to talk about this. Or if you have a flat roof or a different types of systems other than a shingle roof. So what we want to look at, we want to have a lighter color shingle or roofing material. White, you see a lot of white on a lot of our office buildings and such now. And the white, it gives it a reflected. And same with the lighter color shingles. Now people are saying, well, wait a minute, I want that to be nice and toasty in the winter. That's going to hurt me in the wintertime. No, it's not going to, because your attics, honestly, which we're going to do a show on attics, because I think there's in the building science, there's a whole lot of discussion, but we want our attics to be a non-conditioned area. What do I mean by non-conditioned area? It's not got any heat or cooling. We want it to be as close to the ambient temperature as possible for our structure to breathe and to move appropriately. So we want to try to go with the lighter colored roofing shingles. Okay, so let's just move on down and kind of talk about, some of the other things around our exterior of our home. Okay, and I want to jump right on windows. Windows, you don't have to have a brand new window to actually be saving money. They're great to have. They could save you a ton of money. But let's talk about the windows here for a little bit. You got the low-E glass. Low-E glass is reflectant. Now, this is something that is absolutely great in the summertime if you have western or southern exposed windows, because it reflects that heat back. And it's kind of like a mirror effect, low emission. So what we want to talk about is that you want to make sure that if you can. Now, like on my house, I have a solar heated home. Honestly, I have just the opposite. I want that heat coming in the wintertime. So I have all my windows reflective, low E, except for my southern windows, because that reflectiveness also not just keeps the heat out, it keeps the heat and our cool in. It just reflects the energy for just the opposite. It's a mirror, you know, basically. So let's talk about that, what we can do about that. If you like my home and you don't have the low E. So we jump right in here. Double hung windows. Now, a double hung window. What is a double hung window? That is basically a window that, you know how you got your operable sashes. Them are the windows that raises, you know, that let the breeze in. Well, it also lowers too, to let the, and what that was designed for, from what I learned in school, of course, when I went to school, that was almost Thomas Jefferson's day. But all jokes aside, I understood it was a Thomas Jefferson helped design the double hung window at his place. And the reason was is that at his home in Monticello. And the reason was is that when you raise the lower window, the lower sash, and then you lower the top sash, then what you're doing is you're getting a natural air circulation. The cool air drops into the bottom, because you're creating a vacuum, and the hot air raises and goes out the top sash. Fabulous way to be able to save a lot of money when you don't have your air conditioning on. And like, we've gotten some really beautiful weather the last few days here, and these are perfect opening up the window season. So you just by doing that with your double hung windows is going to, you'll notice a huge difference in temperature, and you're creating a natural draft. Also, what we want to try to think about is the cross ventilation in the home. So if you're getting a good western breeze, you know, coming out of the west, and you know, you are the north, you know, open them windows up and then open up on the other side of the home and try to get a cross breeze. If you got to raise the other windows for whatever, just try to keep them to a minimal so you can kind of get this draw through the house. We're going to move into talk about attic fans and stuff like that a little bit later. But if you say if you got a two-story home, this is a great way of doing it. Open up them windows on the second floor, and then open on the bottom floor and let that cool air drop in. And what you're going to do is you're creating a thermocycling effect where it literally will pull in that cool air. And as that cool air just pushes that hot air right on up, it goes right out the top windows. So there again, you can help cooling your home. We're not even talking any money. We're just talking about how to live in your home. So that is a fabulous way of getting that taken care of too. Alrighty, so now that we kind of hit a little bit about the difference of the windows here, let's kind of step back outside the home again and see what we can do. Number one, if you are designing your home, or if you have a newer home, or you're going to be in your home for a little bit, try to plant your shade trees on the south side and the west side of the home. If you do the ones that where the leaves fall, not your evergreens, that'll help you during the wintertime, because you'll get that sunlight come in still, right? So, but in the summertime, you got that beautiful shade coming in through there. And that shade just knocks down that solar gain heat, and it'll help you a tremendous. Okay. We don't have time. You know, we want to not necessarily wait till that shade tree in a few years grows. What else can we do? All righty. Well, this is an old trick. The old pioneers used to use this all the time. And you grow the pretty like vines up on a lattice up on your in front of your southern western windows, like morning glories or something like that. That are really pretty flowers. They smell good. Don't put them right up against the home. leave you a few feet, you know, 2 or 3 feet, that's fine. And that way you can also kind of get a chance to see out your windows. You want to be able to see outside and enjoy. But by doing that, that's going to help you. Right there is going to just pushing that for cool breeze through the home and during the evening time or in the morning times. And it goes right through them beautiful, that greenery literally absorbs the heat for you. So that's a great way of doing it. And, it, you know, it's a great way of making a house smell good. Now, used to be, we did a lot of awnings. You folks remember the awnings? I know a lot of folks take them off, and I understand why. Awnings, you know, on the windows, a permanent awning. They're, you know, they kind of screw up the vision, make the house look a little darker inside for your lighting. But awnings strategically placed can definitely still help you. That's why we used to use them back in the old days, because everybody didn't have air conditioning. Heck, fire. I remember when we was young, we didn't have air conditioning for the longest time. Even my children will tell you we didn't have it. So we had to learn how to live in our homes and use our homes the old fashioned way. So awnings. Now, like, we do have these awesome retractable awnings. That would solve your problem, especially like on your patio or something. You know, if you got that sitting on there, the kind of big old windows and patio doors where it's letting all that sun heat light come through. We've all sat under a shade tree in a hot summer day, right? And we know how nice and peaceful it is. Same thing with your retractable awning. Just get them, and so you could put them over the windows, put them over your patio. Really a fabulous idea to save money. Even if you're running your air conditioner, everything I'm saying is going to help battle the cost of energy, because that's not going to overload your system. Your air conditioner can work at a lot easier pace. So we want to talk about that. You think about that, you know, these are great ways of taking care, living in your environment. You know, we call it green energy. Instead of spending money, we just be smart about it. So that's a great way right there. Retractable awnings, fixed awnings. We talked a little bit about the double hung and the low E windows. So we're going to kind of wander in here a little bit more back into the home. And I have some really great YouTube videos showing what I'm getting ready to talk about, and that is the heat gain coming through them windows. I literally, on a hot summer day, coming through, what I mean by hot summer days, 90 degrees plus, you know, or 85, but 90 is when I actually did this testing. And we used the thermal imaging so as that we could actually pick up the very temperatures and the difference and how fast it changed. So check that out on our YouTube videos, and you'll see it under Galloway Building Services, and it's also under, when you pull up for Building Sciences, you'll see that we got them underneath there. But you literally, so when you come into the home without any protectant, just letting that sunlight come in, it literally intensifies, magnifies as it comes through that glass. So if it's like 90 degrees, it literally could be 115, 120 right up against that glass. Well, my stars, you know, that's like having a cook stove right there that's coming right to your home. So even when I talk about using different shading techniques as such, you know, out on the outside, you want to think about how you're still getting a little bit of this gain if the sunlight just penetrates through there. Oh, we want to talk about shades inside the home and blinds. So I love the old shades. And back in my day, we used to use, when I was a young man, we got fancier technology now. But today we got these huge windows out there, you know, window walls on our atrium homes and things. And I just love them atrium homes. And I love all that beautiful expansive glass. I'm a sucker for it too. But wow, even with low E glass, that's not cutting all that heat down coming through there. So what we want to try to do is we have automated blinds. But let's talk about the old ways of doing it without spending any money first, and then we can talk about how we're going to spend the money on how to help with our shades and blinds. So when I was, like I said, when I was a younger fella, how we always did it is during the wintertime, my folks would have winter shades, or they'd have winter blinds or curtains, and they would be heavy ones that would actually drop all the way to the floor, right? And the reason we dropped them all the way, drug on the floor, they was heavy, kept that cool air from coming in. That's wintertime now. But that also, by hitting the floor, cut down that thermal cycling effect. The reason I bring this up is because during the summertime, we want just the opposite. So we bring in a lighter color of curtains, and they don't go all the way to the floor. We want that air to drop and come, that cool air to drop in and then float back up and out the top. And we'd always leave our top of our window blinds always so as that it had an escape route. So that is a great way of doing it with the blinds now, or with curtains, I mean. But now with blinds, it's a little different, and I do love the blinds because we can make them, raise them, lower them, tilt them, and we want to be able to use our blinds. Oh, you know, so when we're coming into it, we want to be, you could raise your blind a little bit, letting that, you know, air into it, a little bit of sunlight if you want, you know, depending on the time of the day. But think about how we can adjust our blinds so we can let the sunlight, regulate the sunlight coming into our home. You know, and that way, and use a good blind that also has a lighter color that will reflect any of the heat back, right, to back outside again. So that's a really an awesome way and very economical way of doing it. Now which I'm looking forward to having a blind company come on here and talk about all the different blinds, because the technology of blinds have come so far. Now they're remote control. So when you get these big window walls, you don't have to go over there and worry about getting them, lifting them up and down. You just hit the remote control button, and they lift and put them where you desire them. What's also pretty cool about them is they can put them on remote control and a timer. And that way, during the heat of the day, they lower themselves. And during the rest of the cooler part of the time, they raise so you can have the beautiful outside coming in. So these are pretty exciting with that. And we also have a lot of our blinds that are R-rated, you know, they're insulated value. So we can do that now with these newer blinds. And we'll get into blinds in another radio show, because I think that there's a lot there that we can learn from these folks when we're doing this. We kind of did a little bit of through there with the windows and our doors and such, patio doors, and with the curtains and the blinds and everything. So I was kind of starting learning how to live within our home and some things that we could do to help save us some money. Humidity. That is one, and for our part of the country in the Midwest, their eastern states or southern states, you know, humidity is a killer, literally. And what is humidity is just moisture in the air. Well, what we are trying to do is cut the humidity down in the home. What is an air conditioner? People think an air conditioner, which we've had our different people on our HVAC shows that we've done talk about this, but an air conditioner is just literally, it takes the heat out of the home, but it takes the humidity out of the home. They're a glorified dehumidifier. And by taking this moisture out of the home, helps you stay cooler. Have you ever noticed that if it could be like, say, 85, 90 degrees on a low humidity day, how much cooler it is versus if it's a high humidity day? Even if it's in mid 80s, it's still, or low 80s, it's pretty miserable if it's really humid. So we want to think about that inside our home. Yes, dehumidifiers are fabulous to use. That actually would help you a lot if indeed you have a lot of moisture, say in your basement or wet, damp areas. But some of the things that we could do to cut down on our humidity, let's just think about that. Let's just walk around a little bit. What creates moisture in our home? Well, one of the things that creates moisture in our home is if our dryer, you know, naturally our dryer vents, if our dryer vents get clogged up, by any means, then we're not getting all, of course, from one, it's taking harder for your clothes to dry because, you know, that's the whole idea, is drying your clothes, getting the moisture out of them. But you want to make sure that dryer vents are connected. Make sure they're clean. Not to mention, the dryer, from my understanding, from the fire district, the number one causes of home fires is lint. So there's another good reason to want to keep that open. But right now we're more want to talk about how we're going to save money in our heating or our cooling bills. So want to make sure we get that out of there. And it's all opened up. And I would recommend that do not dry your clothes during the heat of the day. Try to do it in the cooler part of the day or evening time to cut down on how much humidity is going to be produced. Because even if you got a perfect system where it's actually exhausting right, it's still going to have a certain amount of moisture in there that you're going to escape it to the home. That moisture, you're just going to have to pay to get rid of it, or you're just going to live with that dampness. And that just makes you feel more humid, makes you feel hotter. Oh, we want to try to make sure we do that at the time and the best times of the day. Also, if you're energy conscious and you don't want big power, big electric company or gas companies making a ton of money, they have to keep them generators or that power supply going to us at the peak moments of the day, meaning when we're all using it the most. So by us actually coming in and doing it on off-peak seasons, you're helping your electric company. You're helping, so they're not making as much money. You too are saving money because you're not having to spend as much to cool your home. So think about that, and your electric bill hopefully will be reflected about how much they have to save. We'll talk about that in another show too, about power companies, and because that's a whole story in of itself. But okay, so we talked about the dryers and humidity. What else can we do? Well, let's think about our cooking, right? Our cooking. We don't think about this a lot, but when we think about, oh, let's not turn that oven on. Well, that's absolutely right. You know, if you can try to not bake that pie, you know, in the heat of the day, how much money you're going to save because you're not actually, now you're, because you're generating heat that, you know, that you're actually having to pay to get rid of. So, you know, you don't want to do that. Not that I don't love a good pie. I sure do, but I don't think, but there's time that we want to do that. A lot of folks still can. Canning food is when you're boiling the water, you're putting your canned goods in there and saving your vegetables. Try to do your canning outside. Try to do your canning, if you can, do it in the non-heat of the season or time of the day. That's always a fabulous way. Also, too, you know, like anytime we're cooking on the stovetop, and I'm going to use the more of exaggerated one, but when you're like you're boiling your corn or boiling any of your food, what are you doing? You're putting that humidity right smack back into your home. Well, you know, it's almost like you're stepping on your foot, wondering why you got a blister, and you step on it again to get rid of the blister. You know, that don't make any sense. So make sure that when you're cooking, think about how you're cooking. Now, I love my corn on the cob. So how I do that would just put a lid on top of it. That cuts down on how much moisture you're getting. So I use corn, but whatever type of, you know, pasta or beans or whatever you're doing, put a lid on it. That way, you don't have to use as much energy to even heat it, but you're keeping that humidity to the lowest amount. All right, that's a wonderful way of helping yourself right there. Now, we just keep on moving down to some of these other things here. And this is one that I use regularly, and it helps. Think about this. So I got my curtains pulled, you know, I'm keeping the sunlight from coming into the home. I got me a nice little breeze. I got it opened up enough. But what if I got to turn that AC on? Well, again, because sometimes you're just not going to cool down and it's just going to be miserable. So what do we do? Well, I like to turn my AC very low in the nighttime. Once again, it helps my power company, helps my ultimate bill. But also what it does is you get that it's going to be easier to cool your home because you're not getting any of that, you know, for one, the outside temperatures usually drop quite a bit and you're not getting that solar heat gain. You cool that home, and then, well, you might wake up in the morning and be a little bit nippy. Okay, that's good. But your AC doesn't turn on for hours. If you've already keeping the sunlight from coming in, that helps a lot. I mean, there's a lot of times my AC might not turn on. I turn it off when I get up in the first thing in the morning. I might not see that AC turn back on or that temperature get up until, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening time. So that's a fabulous, that's a great way right there to drop the cold heat right there in your home. So let's think about doing that. Also, bathrooms, taking showers. We're going back into, this is another way of actually you saving money by not heating the home. You have what we call a fart fan. Honestly, they're not fart fans. That's not what they're designed to do. They do work. I'm not going to say they don't help. Some people maybe need a little bit higher, cubic feet per minute of movement of air, but that's another subject itself. Why we have exhaust fans in there is to remove the moisture out of the home. Moisture in the home, there again, our humidity, but creates mold. So it is code that we have a moisture, exhaust fan in our bathrooms where we take showers and baths, unless it has a window. Now, newer construction, we put both exhaust fans and windows, and that's great, but if it has a window, you don't have to, by code, you don't have to have the exhaust fan. Okay, so now what we want to do, so make sure you turn that exhaust fan on. Make sure that exhaust fan is going to the exterior, out the house, and just get that moisture out. Just remove that moisture right on out of the house. Wintertime, that's a different story. Summertime, we don't need to have the extra moisture, the extra humidity, the miserable feeling, that you have from being so humid. So that is a great way. And then try to take your showers. Our baths, I think more people take more showers now than they used to, which creates more moisture than what used to be. But just try to take them in the non-peak times, either early in the morning or in the evening, so as that you're not competing and fighting against yourself. So that's an awesome way of doing it too. So now another thing that I like to always do, and I preach this, I really want to back up real quick and talk about the exhaust fans in the bathroom. I have a whole lot of great YouTube videos out there. Check them out, folks. It's called The Great Fart Fan Discussion. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of ball with them. We talk about sizing in them and working with them and how they best operate. So go check that out. Not only very knowledgeable and informational, but it's also a lot of fun. We like to laugh and tease about that. But okay, so let's move on while we're talking about fans. Let's talk about using regular fans. By moving air in your home, keeping that air moving throughout the home, even during the air conditioning time, is going to save you a ton of money. It's a lot cheaper running that box fan or that ceiling fan. We're going to go to attic fans in a little bit, but it's a lot cheaper running them fans than it is turning that AC on. So you will be surprised. It's evaporation is actually what's happening on your body. That's why it feels so good. But getting rid of that moisture off the body. But keep them fans going. Keep air movement in them homes. Let them fans run. It don't hurt nothing to let them fans run all day, all night, depending on strategically, naturally, where they're at. But you keep that air moving, and you will be shocked at how much you will be able to have that your AC turned up and still stay just as cool. And so that's a great way of saving money. Of course, our ceiling fans, they're designed for, winter and summer use, turning on different, reversing it and forwards. But, okay, so there are some great ways right there. Now, I've been talking about the attic fans. I just love the attic fans. And what that does is it actually, instead of pushing the air onto you, it is creating a draft kind. So it's kind of a subdued breeze that's coming through the home. And it's going to, because it's naturally, if you put it in on the side of the house where you got the most heat, it's going to pull in the cooler air. It's just natural. And we talked about that and some other shows that we've done. Same concept now in the wintertime, summertime. It's just reverse properties of what we're looking to do. So you put that attic fan on. We used to use box exhaust fans in the windows. Attic fans work a lot better. Pulling that, drawing that cool air in Oh, I mean, you're going to save a whole lot of money. I mean, just like last night here in the Midwest where we live out of, it was down into the upper low 60s, mid 60s, somewhere like that. And the house was so cool and comfortable. Trouble with that is you don't want to get up. You don't want to get up in the morning. You want to hunker down a little bit. But other than that drawback, it's a great way of doing it and save you a lot of money. You know, if you have allergy troubles, and that's a different story there. But, you know, it's a great way of doing it. You know, talking about the allergies and bouncing that through there. You know, if you, we do have on our screens on our outside of our windows, I should have said that when we was on the windows. You got why you see a darker colored screen is because that is supposed to help you, you know, save a little bit of energy cost. Is the concept behind it? I think it's more because it's cheaper to make than the aluminum one. But you know, we gotta have something that they could talk about. So that's a great way of also taking care of it. Now, we're going to go. We did hit a little bit about windows on a two that you want to open up on a two-story versus, you know, raising our upper windows and our lower windows get dead rough. Now, you say, okay, well, Troy, that's great, but what if I don't have a two-story? What if I have a ranch? How can I do that? Good question. So go downstairs. Most of your basements are always have operable windows. Not all. But if you have that option, here's a great way. Open up your basement windows. Let that, and then open up your upstairs windows. Open up your basement door, your door from the going down upstairs to downstairs. Let that, you're going to get a natural air circulation, just that right there. And you're going to be cool pulling in, you know, that cooler air is going to be dropping into the bottom of your basement, and that's going to give a nice cool spot, and that heat's going to be forced up and right on out the windows. And then, of course, if you have an exhaust fan, it's even going to even be more efficient than that. So these are some great ways of taking care of, you know, for help saving some money. So kind of basically in a nutshell, you know, we kind of just do a real quick recap. You know, we talked about roofs. Okay, so if you're redoing your roof, what do? Try to go with a lighter colored shingles. That'll help you save some money. I know that subdivisions and such kind of have restrictions on that, but, you know, do the best that you can. We talked about windows, and we talked about awnings and retractables, and we talked about the screens and double hung and low E. These are all really great ways of saving money. We talked about shades, and we talked about putting outside, you know, which I'm a big firm believer of that. I just got some beautiful smelling honeysuckle type trees. I don't know if they're honeysuckle. I don't know what they are. But, I tell you what, come morning time and you got that smell coming in, or even on a good spring or early summer and you can smell them coming. It just, the whole building, the whole house smells so good. It puts peace in the home. So that's a good way of, you're getting twofold there. And then we're talked about humidity in the home and the different ways of working with that system. And, you know, like cooking and our hot water heater, our dryers, taking showers. These are all great ways of helping yourself out. And we also just used a little bit about cross ventilation, circulation, how to use your air conditioning to best benefit how you're, you know, to work. One last thing on the air conditioning, and then we'll wrap up the show, is that if on your air conditioning, two-story homes, I'm a builder, been building now for 42 years. You get this call all the time. I can't cool my upstairs. It's so hot. Well, and it's because naturally we talk about that heat raising, right? So what we want to do is that we want to take your vents, turn them all on upstairs. It's air conditioning season now, right? You're going to do just the opposite in the summertime or wintertime. So you want to turn all your vents on your upper floor. Turn your vents down on the lower floor. If you got a vent, a heating vent or cooling vent in your basement, shut it off. You don't need to be pumping air, cool air in a cool basement. That's not going to help you. You want to be able to push that air, that cold air to the top. It's hard for us to get much ductwork going through our walls up to the second floor. It's because of the framing issues. And we'll talk about that. And you could see a lot of that on my videos, YouTube videos, where we actually are discussing that during the framing stages of our home. So by opening them vents on upstairs, lowering them downstairs, turn them off upstairs, downstairs, upstairs on, downstairs off, that's forcing that cool air upstairs. Naturally, cold air drops, right? So it's going to come on down. It's be fine. And if your bedrooms are upstairs, at least you're going to be nice and cool when you go to bed at night and help you sleep better. Well, folks, I hope that this has been good. I hope that this is, I hope that you've learned a lot. And I know I threw a lot at you at one time. So check us out on YouTube. Check us out on Galloway Building Services. Check us out. It's in Galloway Build GBS. It's also, we also are under Building Sciences. That's a great way of getting a lot of visual, you know, information other, besides this. They're just little shorties and they don't take a lot of your time. Also check, give me a call. I talk to folks all the time. People tell you that they take my college classes. They always call me for, different things. If I've done an inspection for you or something, I'm always wide open. I don't charge anything for that. I know if you just got a simple question, heck, I just got a guy call me from Oregon on a video we did last summer. But we'll talk about that, but how to keep old junk windows up. That was a pretty cool, neat idea. But, check us out, Galloway Building Services. And my name, I'm the owner of the company, and my name is Troy Galloway. And I would love to have an opportunity to visit with you. And like I said, just for talking, don't charge nothing. As you could tell, that's something I love to do. I love to talk. Well, folks, thank you. And give us a call, 636-394-3112. Once again, that's Galloway Building Services, 636-394-3112. 3112. Check us out on the web, Google us. We're everywhere. Instagram. I think we're blasting every site that we can. Anyway, thanks, and y'all have a great day, and thank you very much for listening to the show. Oh, and hats off to Joey. He's our producer. I always like to throw that in. He's a wonderful young man. Thank you, Joey, and we will see you on the flip side, folks.
Sponsored by Troy Galloway and Galloway Building Services, your top choice for professional home inspections in the St. Louis area. GallowayBuildingServices.com.